You have your Bibles this morning. We'd like to call your attention to the Acts of the Apostles. And we are going to be reading this morning out of the 10th chapter. The 10th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, we thank God for such a beautiful chapter that allows us to know this morning that everybody is somebody when it comes to the power of the Almighty God. But if you will, let us draw our attentions this morning to the 17th through the 22nd verses. The Bible reads, "Now while Peter doubted in himself what this vision which he had seen should mean, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate and called and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, were lodged there. While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, Behold, three men seek thee. Arise, therefore, and get thee down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. Then Peter went down to the men which were sent unto him from Cornelius and said, Behold, I am he whom ye seek. What is the cause wherefore ye are come? And they said, Cornelius the centurion, a just man and one that feareth God and of a good report among all the nation of the Jews, was warned from God by an holy angel to send for thee into his house and to hear words of thee." The basis of our thinking coming from the 17th verse. Now, while Peter doubted in himself what this vision which he had seen should mean, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate. On the basis of that verse, I'd like to use a thought or subject this morning. While you're trying to figure it out, God has already worked it out. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're here this morning because if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, we realized that we could have been dead and gone. All of us this morning have done some wrong in our lives, and if it wasn't for the call, the mercy of Jesus, none of us would have anything to shout about. None of us in the house this morning would have any hope whatsoever. Because we all only hope is in the power of the blood of Jesus. Every time I think about Jesus is the one that died for me, then it gives me a mind and a heart to say, Lord, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for all that you've done in my life. Anybody in here know what I'm talking about? Hallelujah, Jesus. God has blessed us this morning and have allowed us another chance to assemble ourselves together to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. We are here to praise the Lord thy God for something that he's done in our lives. When we began to think about the things that God has done, it ought to warrant a spirit of thanksgiving. You know, the old saints used to say, the Lord has sure enough been good to me. And I don't know about you, but I found out that you can't die old. If you want to be old, you got to continue to live through your youth. A lot of times we look at our elders and we began to think about what it's like to be old. And I don't know about you, but I want to get there. I want to see what they're talking about. I want to know for myself that my footsteps are going to get short. I want to know for myself, I already know that my eyesight is getting dim. But I found out that God is still a good God. And then if you think about it, when you've lived a long life, you still want to live a long life because God has just been so good to you. And what I love about Fowles Chapel is we got a little bit of everything. We got babies all the way to old people and all those that are in between there, we are all trying to get somewhere. And where we are trying to get, I believe that many of our elders are going to be able to help show us the way. See, they've gone through some things some of us will never have to go through. Some of us don't know what real suffering is all about. Some of us don't know what it's like to really not have nothing and not know where you're going to get your next dime from. We got some folks sitting in the midst of us right now that have been through hell and high water. know what it is to have had just a little bit and make that little bit spread out to a whole lot. You know, we are so proud now that we just get caught up into what we like. But we got to realize, we got some mothers and some fathers, some grandparents and some folk in here that realized that a long time ago, it's not what you like, it's what'll fill your gut. And a whole lot of us, if it hadn't been for beans and potatoes, we wouldn't be where we are right now. Some of us like to impress folk, and when you have something, you want to have a special meal and all these fancy dishes. Don't give me nothing fancy. Give me some salmon patties and some stewed corn and some potatoes and some biscuits. And that's what I'm talking about. I don't need filet mignon. Give me a hamburger if you got to. I didn't grow up on filet mignon. I didn't see steak when I was a young man. A whole lot of you didn't either, unless you lived in the country. You raise what you got. Got children now. I don't eat no hot dog. I don't eat that. I want a steak. You got a job. But they are like they are because we made them what they are. First day they said, I don't want that. And we gave them something else. They knew, I got you now. All I got to tell you, I don't like it, I don't want it, and you're going to find me something because I'm your child. You got to feed me when I get hungry. Let me let you know something. Our children ain't in here this morning, but I wish they was. Because they're going to come a time when they're not going to be children anymore. They're going to have their own children. And they're going to find out you can't go to the grocery store and get everything you want. You just go and get what you can get and get on up out of there. You like me, you get a bag, you get one of them little baskets, you don't get a buggy. You get a buggy, you pick up more than what you want to pick up. I have seen myself in the store with my basket weighing me down. But when I got to the front, I was glad I didn't have nothing but the basket. We done forgot where we come from. I don't see nobody in here that was born with a silver spoon in their mouth. I don't see nobody in here that always had it going on. Now, you may have had some good parents that worked hard to make sure you had the thing that you needed. And the people on the outside looking in thought you had it going on. But they didn't realize that your mom and your daddy went without some things so that you could have some things. See, they didn't think about, I got to get my hair done before you eat. So we got a whole nother mentality now. It's all about me and my looking good because I got to pick up me something. I can't pick up nothing if I'm not looking right. While you out there doing your pickup, your baby at home hungry. You got to get yourself back at home and take care of your little ones. Now, whatever that was for whoever got it because I didn't have it down here. But the Lord knows what you need this morning. God has brought us a mighty long way. And all of us, many of us, especially those of us that grew up right here in Fowles Chapel, we knew what it was not to have a whole lot. But I thank God we had a pastor that taught us how to be proud, how to keep our heads up anyhow, how to read the Bible and know that I may not have a refrigerator full of food, but God got a cattle upon a thousand hills that'll feed you when you get hungry. Anybody remember Dr. Betts saying that? Hallelujah, Jesus. You better not forget where you come from. As you look around, we're surrounded by our brothers and sisters in Christ. And just like you and I, they are going through something. They are dealing with something or maybe even waiting on something to come to pass. And we found out that just because you love God, just because you try to do the right thing, it does not exempt you from having trials and tribulations. It does not hinder you from having failures and trouble in your life. A lot of times, if you really be honest with yourself, it was that day that you decided that I'm tired of the life that I'm living and God blessed you to see another way of life. And that's when the devil really jumped on you. See, as long as he already had you and you weren't thinking about doing any better, he wasn't worried about you. But when you got it in your mind that I'm tired of being drunk all the time, I'm tired of going through this, that, and the other, I'm tired of playing every woman on every block. I want to sit down somewhere and be something that God would be proud of. And when you get to that place in your life, God will open up your eyes and your mind of understanding to let you know that you might go through. But if you hold on to his unchanging hand, he'll be the one that'll see you through. See, I found out that even saved folk cry sometimes. But isn't it a good thing to know that you don't have to cry always? Isn't it a good thing that when we read the Bible says one day he's going to wipe all your tears away? Isn't it a good thing to know when we read the words of David, he said, weeping may endure, but only for a night. But joy cometh in the morning. See, the key to all of this is never to give up and never stop praying and trusting God. Somehow, some way, the Lord will see you through. See, as I talked to you last week about staying under the shadow, that's not only in times of sickness or despair, but at all times our walk needs to be close to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm a witness this morning that he'll never let you down. I'm a witness this morning that even when you didn't feel like you deserved it, God blessed you anyhow. Even though you hadn't doubted every I and crossed every T, God has blessed you anyhow. Might be somebody in here that didn't take time out to tell the Lord thank you this morning. But God blessed you to be in the house anyhow. Isn't it a good thing to be in the house of God one more time? Isn't it good to know that God loves you so much that he looked beyond of your faults and blessed your every need? There's somebody in here this morning that is troubled. Problems on every hand. And you're at a point that you just don't know what to do. You've talked about it. You've prayed about it. And at times, maybe you even began to worry about it. But I want to encourage you this morning that if you totally give it up to Jesus, he'll work it out for you. See, as long as you dibble-dabble in it, you're not going to get your answer from the Lord. Because once you give it to God, you got to learn how to leave it alone. See, what I found out this morning is while you're trying to figure it out, God is already in the process of working it out. Because the God that I serve, when I tell him what I need, I ask him what I want, then he immediately began the process. Now, it does not mean that I'm going to have an instantaneous blessing. Does not mean that he's going to come just when I want him to come. But because I am a believer, I know in the depths of my heart that before it's too late, God will come to my rescue. Somebody in here know what I'm talking about. Sometimes you get tired of calling everybody in for your pity party. See, we got a whole lot of folk that cry all the time, murmur and complain all the time. Every time you see them, something is going wrong in their life. Every time you see them, they got a hurt or an ache or a pain somewhere. But you ought to have a day sometime in your life where something is not hurting in your body. You ever had a day when everything seemed like it's all right? And you don't want nobody to pat you on the back. You want to pat somebody else on the back. You need to make the devil out a liar sometime. Even though you really don't feel like you ought to feel, don't give the devil the satisfaction of saying, I feel bad. You make that devil feel bad and say, I feel all right this morning. When I got up, I felt a little peaky. But as I began to move around, some way or another, I got my strength back. Some of us like to use, I got a second wind. Anybody know what getting the second wind is all about? You know, when you seem like you done run plumb out, you so tired, you don't know what to do. But you start whispering a prayer. You start singing a song of Zion, and the Lord God began to replenish all of that you felt like you done lost. And God began to build you back up. Then you wake up and shake yourself a little bit. So I got a second wind now. I believe I can go on now. I believe somehow I'm going to make it now. Anybody in Foul Chapel going to make it? Or are you just going to go on for a little while? And when it be going gets rough, you get to going. Don't go over there yet. Because I stay with you if you put me there. Hallelujah. We have so many in our life that don't realize that God wants us to hear what thus said the Lord thy God. Sometimes we got to understand that God is a God without respect of persons. God knows that in this life of yours, you're going to have some good days and some bad days. But I thank God for Reverend Jones that said my good days outweigh my bad days. So we know God's good give us more good days than bad days. Why do we complain so much? Why do we murmur so much? Why are we so dissatisfied with who we are? Somebody in here this morning is still trying to prove to somebody who they are. How much joy you got. How much religion you got. I don't care how holy and sanctified you are. I do want to know you my brother in Christ.
But I'm worried about my own soul salvation this morning. See, well, what I found out that I'm just a leader trying to teach you about Jesus. And you got to take it or leave it. I can't make you accept Jesus. I can't make you love the Lord. I can't make you believe that the Lord will make a way somehow. You got to go through some things for yourself. Anybody in this house been through anything? Anybody made the devil out of a liar? Anybody got up and said when they say you wasn't going to be nothing? You made the devil out of a liar. You know you are somebody. Anybody been down and out in your life? But found that God will make a way out of no way. I want to let you know this morning that God will work it out for you. You cannot stranglehold the gospel. For God's spirit will work in your life. Just because you are not holiness, that don't mean you're not holy this morning. Just because you might have been in the Methodist faith and they sprinkled you instead of completely immersed you. But that don't mean you're not as saved as anybody else. We get caught up this morning in what everybody else is doing. We get caught up sometimes because we don't praise him like they praise him over there. But I found out this morning that if I trust the power of God, that if I love Jesus down in the depths of my heart, that God will make a difference in my life. I found out this morning that when I call on the name of the Lord, he may not come when I want him, but he's always, always on time. And I'm glad this morning to know that the Lord thy God will send somebody your way. You see, there comes a time in your life you can't hold on to the gospel and say it's just for Fowl's Chapel. Now, I'm just like everybody else. This is Holy Ghost headquarters, and we are in the favor of the Lord thy God. But as God is blessing us in Fowl's Chapel, he's right down at Deliverance Tabernacle. He's over at First Baptist Church. He's around the corner at New Faithful Gospel. I'm glad this morning that he's all the way at Union Baptist. And everybody you know in the house of God, my God is right there with them this morning. God is a God this morning that has no respect of persons. Let us look here in the Word of God. The Bible says that there was a man by the name of Cornelius, a devout man, a devout man. Some of y'all didn't come to Sunday school this morning. I didn't make it myself, but I read the lesson, and I'm ready for it. You see, the Bible says that a devout man, one that feared God with all of his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. Now, what we got to understand is that this man called Cornelius was not a Jew himself, but Cornelius was a Gentile. Cornelius had a high position, for he was a centurion. He was over the Roman soldiers. And the Bible said that he saw in a vision, evidently the ninth hour of the day, the angel of God coming in to him. And he said unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid. And he said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. Now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. Now he lodged with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. You see, God will send you instruction. Cornelius got his instruction by an angel. When the angel appeared, it made Cornelius frightened, because he realized that out of nowhere, somebody has come and he's talking to me. And he's telling me that I need to send men down to Joppa. And I need to send them to a man by the name of Simon's house. Now, Simon is a tanner that people don't like to have a lot to do with, because they deal with dead animals. And anybody dealing with a dead animal, then that dead animal makes them unclean. You know how it is sometimes when we think we are so holy and sanctified, that just because folk don't shout like we shout, that they don't have what we got. But let me tell you something, just because you shout the highest, that don't mean that you're the highest in the sight of God. You got to understand that that man or that woman that may not never dance in their feet, they got a heart that's dancing for the Lord. And they got their mind and their eyes on Jesus. Now the angel which spake unto Cornelius, as he departed, he called two of his household servants, a devout soldier of them, and waited on him continually. Now on the next day,
When they went on the journey, they drew nigh into the city. Peter went up onto the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. Now, we got to realize that when you want something from God, somebody got to do some praying. Somebody got to do some trusting. Now, we have a situation here where Cornelius has been given a vision that he needed to send for this man called Simon Peter. Now, in the midst of this, Simon Peter is already hearing from God. For Simon is on the rooftop praying to the Lord thy God. Now, while he was up there, he became very hungry. You know, when he began to pray, it was almost lunchtime. And I don't know about you, but when lunchtime comes, my stomach let me know it's time to get something to eat. But now every now and then, there comes a time you can't eat when you get ready. There comes a time when something else might step in the midst of your mealtime. For he realized that now, while I'm hungry, I still got to go up here and pray. But the Bible said that while he was up there, he went into a trance. You know how it is sometimes when you're there on the job, or you're there standing in the yard, and all of a sudden, you forget about what you're doing. And your mind drifts off somewhere. And you get so lost in your thoughts that you forget about everything that you're doing. Now the Bible said while he was in this trance, that the heavens opened up. And a certain vessel descended down unto him as if it was a great sheet. And at the four corners of the sheet, it was let down to the earth. Wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts and creeping things and fowls of the air. Now, as the vision came down before Peter, the Bible said there came a voice to him saying, "Rise, Peter, get up and kill and eat." But Peter said, "Not so, Lord, for I've never eaten anything that is common or unclean." But the voice spake unto him again the second time, "What God hath cleansed, that call not thou common." This was done thrice, and the vessel was received up again into heaven. You see, we got to realize that this soldier understood that I'm still a child of God. This same soldier, even though he was a Gentile, he still believed in the power of the Jewish God. He took on some of the attributes of the Jewish people, and he believed and he trusted the power of the God that he knew. He realized that I've got to do what God has told me to do. But don't you know there comes a time in your life that you can't do anything that you want to do? See, Peter realized that in order to be a Jew, there were three things that he had to observe in order to be a true Jew. He had to keep the sanctity of the Sabbath day. He had to understand and be aware of circumcision. And then there was the dietary law, the forbidding of eating animals that were felt like were unclean. Those that did not have cloven hoofs were considered unclean for food. Now, Peter was a Christian, but he still was a man of God that loved God. And every now and then, when you get in this old life, Peter began to think about this vision that he had seen. God began to let him know that, "I don't believe you know what I'm trying to tell you." So the Bible said why Peter doubted in himself what this vision was and what it should mean to him. Behold, the men were sent forth from Cornelius, stood right there at the door. And when he stood at the door, they stood at the gate. And they called and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, were lodged there. While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, "Behold, three men seek thee." I believe that was confirmation there. Don't you know when God got something for you to do? God has power to send who needs to be in your midst. I believe that we got to understand this morning that Peter realized while he was doubting in his mind, "Lord, what is it that you want me to do? Lord, what is it that this vision means unto me?" As he was in this trance, the Lord began to unveil the mystery. For while he was trying to figure it out, God had already worked it out. What God had worked out, the three men was already at the door. The men came because of orders from Cornelius. Told him that the reason we are here is because Cornelius sent us. And said that we need to find a man called Simon Peter. But don't you know that in that vision that the Bible told Peter, "Then you go down unto them. And behold, I am with them. And let them know that I am that the one that you seek after." And they said Cornelius the centurion a just man, one that feared God and of good report, that was above all the nations of the Jews. He was warned by God by an holy angel to send for thee. Because we need to hear the word of the Lord. So
Somebody in the house this morning need to hear the word of the Lord. So God understands what you're going through. And while you are trying to figure it out, God want me to let you know this morning that he's already worked it out. While Peter was trying to figure it out, God had already worked it out. He had the men to come down. And Peter was obedient to the cause of Christ. When God tells you to move, you better learn how to move. You better learn how to do this morning what God has told you to do. Somebody in the house this morning need to be just like Peter. Say, Lord, what is it that you're trying to tell me? Where do you want me to go? And I'm glad this morning that Peter was obedient. Did just what God told him to do. God said, go down and get with the men and follow them without any doubt. Don't have all those questions in your mind. Somebody in this house this morning, when somebody tell you something for your good, you all want to ask them why. Who told you to tell me that? But if you're a child of God, you'll try the spirit by the spirit, and God will come and see about you. I found out one day that while you were trying to figure it out, God will work it out for you. For I found out that God was in the midst of this. God has a way of bringing folk together. There are times when we meet one another that has already been predestined by God. What God realized that he wanted Peter to understand that you better get away from the old time tradition. You better get away from thinking that everybody that is a Jew is better than the Gentiles. For it's time for the word of God to come to the Gentiles. It's time for everybody to hear what thus said the Lord thy God. I found out that even though I don't eat unclean food, that the Lord showed me that it wasn't about the food anyway. But what I want you to know, that it's all about your heart. In your heart, you better have the Lord. You better let go and let God have his way. Somebody in the house this morning, you've been going through in your life, but you found out one day that if you trust God with all of your heart, if you call on the name of Jesus, he will hear your humble cry. Somebody in the house this morning has called on the name of Jesus. They may not have sent Peter, James, or John. They are already dead and gone. But God got some new folk that are carrying the good news. Here's three of us telling everybody that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And while you are trying to figure it out, God has already worked it out. God will give you an understanding spirit this morning. Anybody in the house? Do you want God in your life? Anybody going through something? Do you have a problem this morning? I'll stop by to let you know that if you talk to God like Peter went on the rooftop, you can steal away in your secret closet. And when you get there, call on the name of your God. I'm glad that the gospel came to the Gentiles, for Peter realized that it's my job to preach God's word to everybody, to every nationality. While Peter was preaching, the Bible says that the Spirit of God came down on them, and they began to sing, they began to testify, they began to speak in tongues, they began to have joy. And this brought confirmation, because Peter knew that it was a bad thing to associate yourself with the Gentile. But when I get back and they point their finger, I'm going to let them know that God was in the midst. Because while I was talking, while I was preaching, the Spirit of God that has no respect of person, he let his grace fall down on men, on women, on children, on anything that have breath. Anybody that's breathing this morning, You ought to have a mind to tell God thank you. Have God brought you through? Is God working it out for you? I'm glad that while you're trying to figure it out, God has already worked it out. Somebody prayed for me when I was down on my back. But while you were praying, God had already began to work it out. His healing hand came down on me. He blessed me from the crown of my head to the bottom of my feet. And I come to tell the story that he's real, he's good, he'll bless you while you're trying to figure it out. Hallelujah. Anyhow, don't wait till the battle is over, but you better learn how to shout now. Anybody got anything to shout about this morning? Have God been good? Say yeah! Say yeah! Say yeah! Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Somebody is trying to figure it out. Lord, why am I going through? Lord, why is it always my family? But why not your family? See, when you go through, that makes you strong. When you go through, that gives you a better testimony. For I know for myself. See, Grandma, I know now that God will pick you up from your bed of affliction. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that when everybody else go away and turn their back on you, God has sent somebody with their arms wide open. God has sent somebody bearing gifts, bearing blessings. And don't you know that all your blessings don't have a picture of a president, but you got some blessings that only come from God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Those hugs that we give one another, that's a blessing from the Almighty God. When we pray, he one for another. That's a blessing from the Almighty God. And Jesus said, and I'm finished, love ye one another as I have loved you. Anybody know you've been loved by God? Anybody know that God has done anything for you?